Big news in India right now is something really horrible. A well-to-do businesswoman has killed her 4-year-old son. It's shocking. It's horrible. The feminist section of the press sympathizes with the poor woman, says that she was stressed. She was psychologically imbalanced. If a man had killed his 4-year-old daughter, whew, they would have blasted him upside down, inside out. It's arguable that most murderers, maybe all of them, are psychologically imbalanced. How can you kill someone? It's not a normal state of mind to do that. In that case, well, murder's not a crime anymore. And just obliterate the word from the law books or from the dictionary and let all murderers go free. But if we're going to make blanket statements, more accurate would be that all murderers are evil. Killing someone, I mean, there are instances in a war, killing goes on. It's horrible. It goes on. There are some exceptions. For instance, if someone opens up fire, randomly killing people, and then someone kills him to stop him randomly killing others, that person would be considered a hero. Maybe some murders would be good. Maybe if Hitler's mother had killed him at the age of 4, it could be seen as a service to mankind. But how could he have known? She would have been considered evil for killing him. In retrospect, we can say. But this case is shocking. What woman would kill her son? It seems unthinkable. What is modern society making of people? Point of information, according to some estimates, over 42,000 abortions are conducted daily in India alone. If that's a high figure, well, it's going to be at least 1,000, a lot of abortion clinics. If it's one even, it means that a woman has killed her child. 42,000 or whatever number of mothers in India alone destroying their own child. Why are we shocked by the murder of a child by her mother when the child is 4-year-old, but encourage the murder of children in the womb? Thousands and thousands. According to some statistics, because it's hard to know exactly, there are over 70 million annually murders, abortions, all over the world. It's probably a lot more. And we wonder why the world is in such a mess when women killing their own children is considered normal. Good, keeps the population down, right? What kind of a world are we living in when women regularly kill their children and we think it's normal? Even today, there's so much publicity about the Holocaust that Hitler made against the Jews and others, mostly Jews. But there's a Holocaust going on every day. There's so much Hindu spirit being fomented in this country at the present time. Another big thing in the news at the present time is that the new Ram temple at Ayodhya is about to be opened. There's a great euphoria about this. Jai Shri Ram. Great, good, all right. But Ram wouldn't allow abortion. He wouldn't allow it in his state. Nor would he allow the massive cow slaughter that goes on in India daily, killing children, killing mothers. The cow is the mother. You want to be proud of being a Hindu? All right, okay, good. But Hindu means you should follow the principles which are in Shastra, or which even any civilized human being can understand. You don't kill your mother, the cow, and you don't kill your children. If they're in the womb, you can call it just a fetus, whatever you like, but it is a child. The soul is there that is given to you by God for protection, and instead you kill your children. Don't you know, according to Shastra, you'll be punished for this? Those who kill a child in the womb or abet it or encourage it, they themselves will not see the light of day. They'll have to enter a womb and be killed or miscarriage or die in the womb or whatever. Cow killers, according to Shastra, they have to suffer in hell for as many thousands of years as they're on the, as they're are hairs on the body of a cow. You want to be a Hindu and study Shastra and understand that there are laws of God. The law of this land has apprehended one mother who killed her child. The laws of God will act on all mothers who kill their children. If you don't accept this, and if this makes you angry, then your being a proud Hindu is nonsense. It's an insult to all the rishis and the acharyas and to Bhagawan himself, who would never have approved of such sinful activities. So yeah, it's horrible. A woman has killed her child. Well, it's not been taken to the court yet, but she's admitted to it, and it would be hard to argue that she didn't do it. It's all the evidence is there. A woman has killed her child. It's horrible. It's going on every day. It's part of the culture, you can say, of modern India. Is this what the rishis, what the great sages of yore taught? Is this what the great heroes who struggled for the political independence of India, is this what they wanted? Cow killing, baby killing India? You think. Chant Hare Krishna, study Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and let's make this country really what it should be, the spiritual leader of the world, not a place where the most horrible sinful activities are not only allowed, but encouraged. This is disgraceful. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Dante Nitaya Churna Kang Padayani Patya.